last show, Awakening of the Soul with myself, Karen Kruger, and TLB Kruger as my host in terms of giving us context of understanding spiritual sciences and applying this in our daily lives. And so in today's episode, we talk to the three levels of being. If you've read the Perennial Truth book, or if you've gone through any one of our journey in terms of the Markala meditation app or on our website, you know, this aspect of the construct of our being in this three-tier program, one can call it, which is our physical level of being, our mental level of being, and our emotional level of being that drives everything that we do in our lives. We ask the question, you know, can one only be in one level of being? And how does this affect our quality of life? And can a country be in a specific level of being? So understanding this context of the levels of being is quite important. It's the Trinity, right? I mean, TLB Kruger will take you deeper into that. But for me and in my own life, this Trinity plays a key role. Constantly looking into if my prana is low, if my life force energy is low, is looking into, okay, which aspect of my level of being is being affected and pulling my prana down. And now, how can I actually start pulling that prana up again? So do I need more sleep and rest? Does the body need rest? Or does my mind need intellectual stimulation? Or does my mind need breath work or pranayama, or do I need to apply Markala in my life? Or from an emotional perspective, do I need to do a lot more meditation, or do I need to do some seva works or do something for to helping others? What do I need? And so these levels of being can play an absolutely important part in your journey of awakening on whatever level you are at and whatever space you are in your life. So I hope you enjoy this episode, because it is quite a strong episode. There is a course on our website, on our schoolofsamaya.org website, which is an online, you know, School of Spiritual Sciences. We have a specific course which is the Trinity Syndrome, and that takes you a lot deeper into understanding each level of being in its holistic aspect and how you apply different techniques and tools to align those levels of being towards the awakening of your soul. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll catch you on the flip side of this episode. Cheers for now.
Yes. Yes, we all have a preference. Have you noticed that? Some people are more physical. Other people are more mental. Other people are more emotional. Yes. And entire countries, you know. The passion of the Italians. Eh? The intellectual prowess of the Germans. Yes. The culinary skills of the French. It's wonderful, isn't it? Each person, each culture has its unique balance of the three levels of being. When you look at any person, you will quickly see, are they more the artistic type, which is emotion? Are they more the intellectual type of person, which is the mental being? Or are they more of a sports person? You know, sport occupies their whole life. They like doing things, action, physical work. But it's important that in whatever you do, if you want to do it properly, that all three beings are present at that moment. Right? We all suffer from something called the Trinity Syndrome. What is the Trinity Syndrome? Trinity Syndrome is when our body wants to do one thing, our mind wants to do another thing, and our heart is pulling in a different direction. Have you ever experienced that? You're in this dead-end job and your heart really isn't in it and you're watching the clock all day. Right? There you go. So you're physically there. You're doing the job. You're applying your mind, but your heart really isn't in this job. You know, you can't wait to get out of there. Right? Isn't it? So this you could call the Trinity Syndrome. What does this mean? That all three my beings are not fully into what I'm doing. Right? And aligning these three. Bringing all three of my beings into my activities is an art that we discuss, that we at a later stage can discuss. How do I bring my heart into what I'm doing? How do I bring my intellect into what I'm doing? How do I do that? How do I align these three beings to work together rather than pulling in different directions? So you'll find that when your heart's in it, whatever you're doing becomes effortless, right? But when your heart's not in it, it's going to be a real chore, right? So this is how the misalignment of our three levels of being affects the quality of our lives. Yes? Good, good, good.
Short and sweet, but giving you a taste of what it is that this, you know, this aspect of the three levels of being and what it is in relation to our lives, and how do we actually become more and more aware of, you know, these different aspects of ourselves. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to hearing from you on our various platforms, whether it's on our meditation app or that you can get Mark Carla meditation app that you can get from the Apple or Google Play stores, or connect with us on our social media platforms. And if you really, really want to go deeper, like I mentioned in the intro, we have a course called the Trinity Syndrome, which takes these levels of being a lot deeper and gives you practical tools that you can apply in your life to master these levels of being and move into a space of oneness and alignment within them. But it also empowers you with the tools that as you move through life and this vacillation between the levels of being, you have the tools to deal with whatever life throws at you. And that's what self-mastery is all about, is being able to move through the river untouched by the rocks and the boulders and the branches and the obstacles that that comes in your way. You just become a free flow of that water that moves through the river towards the ocean. Yeah, awesome. I will catch you on our next podcast episode, but have a fabulous day ahead. Cheers for now.